And you're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Donald Trump is threatening to sue the New York Times for libel after the paper published a story in which two women accused the presidential candidate of sexual assault. With us now to talk about any potential defamation suit is Ellie Mistel. He's a writer for AboveTheLaw.com. He's also the legal editor of WNYC's podcast all about the Supreme Court, More Perfect. Hey there, Ellie.
How are you doing?
I am well, but a bit confounded. There is this one-page letter to the executive editor of the New York Times in which Trump's attorney is demanding that the paper retract the story, which is now, of course, a national conversation, and issue an immediate apology. He's saying the article is false, and he's threatening to sue for libel. So let's break it down, Ellie. Even before we get to the fact that Donald Trump is a public figure and he's running for president, isn't truth a defense to libel, which would mean that Trump would have to prove these women are lying in court, right?
Truth is an absolute defense for libel, which is why the New York Times reacted to this letter like a whale being threatened with a letter opener by Donald Trump.
So is it likely that this is going anywhere? I mean, we're going to add to the fact that Trump is a public figure, running for office, running for president, in fact. Does he have a leg to stand on?
No, I see no way that this works for him. As you point out, there are three levels at which this is dead on arrival. One, you've already pointed out, truth is an absolute defense to libel, so Trump would actually have to prove that these women were lying, so good luck with that. Problem two, Trump is a public figure. The New York Times basically has a law named after them called New York Times v. Sullivan, which makes it very clear that if you're a public figure...
Oh, I think we may have lost Ellie. Did we lose you, Ellie? Or are you still with us? All right, I think we're going to try and get Ellie.
I'm sorry.
You're still with us. Just when you were saying something key about the most famous case in this area, New York Times versus Sullivan. Give it to us.
The New York Times has a law named after them, New York Times v. Sullivan, which makes it very difficult for a public figure to sue a journalistic organization for libel. They have to show that the Times not only was wrong about it, but like recklessly and maliciously went after him in order to make this story. So that's a very high bar. And even if we get through those first two problems, you have problem number three, which is to succeed in the libel suit, you actually have to show that your reputation was damaged in some way. And as the Times pointed out, it is almost impossible at this point to damage Donald Trump's reputation. Donald Trump may actually be the first person in history who is libel-proof, yet you can't hurt him on a reputational ground.
Because he's bragged about sexually assaulting women?
He's bragged about doing this because he has all of the tapes that are coming out from the Howard Stern stuff. It's arguable that there's nothing left that you can say about Donald Trump on this score that would damage his reputation any further. So on those three scales, there's just almost no chance that he could possibly win this lawsuit.
Which may explain why the Times responded. And they didn't ignore it. They did respond in a letter essentially saying, bring it on. But Ellie, do lawsuits like this generally favor the media or the plaintiff?
Lawsuits like this generally favor the media, and I think it's important to point out that Trump hasn't actually sued them, right? He's threatened to sue them, and there's a very good reason why he's threatened to but hasn't actually done it, because if he does it, that opens him up to discovery. And I think that when you look at the Times letter that you just referred to, what I read from that letter is the Times saying, oh, please, dear Lord, sue us so we can depose you, so we can open up your records and look at this. I honestly think that if Trump did sue, the Times would forego a motion to dismiss, which they would almost certainly win, just so that they could get to discovery with Donald Trump.
Now, I have just about a minute left. I have to ask you about all that Donald Trump has said before this current controversy. He said several times during the campaign that he would, quote, loosen up the libel laws to make it easier to sue in general. How concerned should we be about that perspective?
I think very concerned, because this is exactly what Trump wants to be able to do. The libel laws, as they currently stand, really don't allow him to make the kind of lawsuit, this very lawsuit, suing a newspaper for reporting on him. The laws, as they stand right now, don't allow him to do that. I think when Trump says he wants to open up the libel laws, what he is talking about is directly opening up New York Times v. Sullivan and other media protections so that Trump could bring exactly this kind of suit. To me, it's really a preview of what a Trump administration might do on the First Amendment.
All right. That's Ellie Mistel, writer for AboveTheLaw.com, and you can hear him on WNYC's podcast, More Perfect. Thanks, Ellie.
Thank you so much, Jamie.